Hi everyone, how's everyone doing? Thank you for joining me on yet another episode, on the 28th episode on the Detour series. Hope everybody's doing well and keeping safe at home. Hello. Hi guys, thanks for joining in. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Karuna Seth. I'm the founder and navigator in chief at Encompass Experiences. We are a conscious travel group that specializes in curating immersive journeys within India and all across the world. And of course, we are hoping that we can travel widely and explore sooner than later. In the Detour series, I've been talking to some inspirational people, mavericks from different walks of life, experts, conscious thought leaders, travelers about their life journeys. Travel, after all, is all about storytelling, a story of a place, of its people, of a journey. With much of the world currently grounded, we'd like to take you to some of our favorite places, and we hope to indulge in a collective wanderlust and seek some inspiration. So today's guest is the fabulous Kalyani Chawla. She is an avid traveler, go globe trotter. She's a woman who wears many hats. She's a creative entrepreneur, from being VP of marketing at Dior to conceptualizing her own silverware line, Raison. She has been there and done it all. We'll be chatting to her about her journey and her travel stories. So let me bring Kalyani on. All right, Kalyani is going to join shortly. Hello.
Hi, Karuna. How are you?
What a gorgeous background. You made it.
I made it. I actually took a flight to Srinagar this morning. While everyone, I did actually tell many people I was traveling, because everyone thinks I'm pretty demented to do that in the first place. State of affairs, everything is in. Thing is that you don't contract it on the aircraft itself, you know, because
Absolutely. Of
the air, etc. And you have to, of course, you're looking like a outer space creature with all yours on. And but the airport was half empty. The flight was half empty. I had no one sitting next to me. So you know what? You have to just be careful and try and dodge the bullet if you can. You know, honestly, it's a flu. We're going to all get it at some point or the other, but it's awful what's happening. But anyway, I don't talk about COVID. I mean, the only thing that I really, really miss is traveling.
I know, Kalyani, it's, I don't know about you, but you know, it seemed like we were kind of easing out of this corona lull. And now, you know, it seems like we're back to square one. I don't know about you, but this, you know, this pent up feeling of like wanderlust, like it's just kind of it's intensifying. It's not getting better, right? And I know you've been traveling, but not as much as you usually did, you know, earlier pre-COVID.
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, this I think for a lot of us Indians, we are discovering our own country. I mean, we have so much to offer. I'm in Srinagar today, and we went to the Tulip Gardens. Oh my God, who needs to go to Amsterdam? Seriously, it is beyond stunning. I mean, can you see the chinar trees in the background? The aroma, chinar trees, Switzerland. I mean, this is it. You know, we have everything in our country. And I think a lot of us have been traveling within India and discovering India. And I think that's amazing. It's time. And out of no choice, the world got divided for us Indians, between Dubai and Maldives. And of course, traveling within the country. But I think this has been a great opportunity to really explore India, incredible India. Yeah, I've been doing a bit, which has been amazing, actually.
You went to Rajasthan recently.
Yeah.
How was that?
I literally road tripped through Rajasthan with my daughter, and we talk about that. It was amazing. I mean, Rajasthan is Rajasthan. Yeah,
I think this time so many people in the last 1 year have taken road trips, you know, North India, South India. I think the nor basically the breadth of India, that basically all across India, and which has been amazing to discover, because we're so used to like hopping on a flight, going from point A to point B. But a lot of times,
Tatiana from Paris, hi Tat. Okay, sorry.
Yes, a lot of people. So it's, we're so used to kind of just jumping on a flight and getting somewhere. This also gave us a chance to really explore, because it's not, end of the day, it's not just about the destination, it's also about the journey, right? The slow travel, as we speak of.
Absolutely. I think the experiences, you know, Tarna, we are all, it's not just about going to London or going to wherever, you know, one normally travels to, or for that matter, you know, adventures that people go on, like skiing became a big thing, you know, for the last couple of years. But I think it, for me today, it has to be about an experience, you know, and what better way to discover your own, you know, your own country. And there are so many hidden gems in India that we don't bother going to, you know.
I know.
And actually, I think the infrastructure has improved. There are flights now, which never was. A place like Bikaner, mm-hmm. I think the hidden gems in Rajasthan.
Very easily accessible also, now.
Yes, and also now there's a direct flight from Delhi. There's a stunning hotel there. So, you know, you need that first to get there. Then where to stay, you know what I mean? So I think it's all coming around beautifully. And I think there is an awareness now within hoteliers, the hospitality group in general, that, you know, they need to look inwards. And you've had really interesting conversations with some of them. And I think this is the time to give us Indians a choice, you know, with budgets, with travel, within the country, you know. And I think it's happening, and it's happening beautifully.
Absolutely. And I think this is, right now, I think we're spoiled for choice. There's so much out there that's available. And I mean, I think, and also the hospitality industry is actually reaching out more than ever, because obviously the travelers have dwindled, the numbers have dwindled to a very large degree. So.
Absolutely.
So Kalyani, let's start, before we get into your travel stories, let's start. Just walk us through your journey. Like, how did it start? I know you've been a creative entrepreneur, and tell us. And you started working really young. So tell us about it.
Gosh, how long is this program?
A synopsis.
I started working very young, because I think I always had that within me. I wanted to be financially independent. I wanted to just be independent. And, you know, any young person today asks me, man, woman, or child, actually, I just said, what advice you have to give? You just have to be independent, especially for women. I think it's super important to be financially independent. And, you know, my parents have never, you know, we were brought up in a very different environment in Calcutta. And I didn't get any pocket money. We always had to earn everything. So you had to earn that pocket money. You had to earn, if you wanted something, you had to earn it. You had to get good grades, and you had to earn that. So it was a lot of hard work, you know, but our demands were also very, very, you know, simple those days. And travel, you know, we Bengalis, it's funny, because I came to Srinagar today and there were only Bengalis on the flight. I'm like, how is
really?
This?
Really?
Oh, wow. Mauritius travelers. I think they're Gujaratis and Bengalis somehow, Mauritius travelers. Anyway. So I grew up in Calcutta, and I actually started my first job, believe it or not, with it was an internship. It wasn't really a job, with Air India, because it was one of my a very good friend of mine. Her mom was heading Air India at that time, and it was summer and long summer holidays. And so she said, come, you know, you girls are up to no good, wasting your time. And my parents, of course, encouraged me. And there I went, doing an internship for, and it was really funny. So, you know, I've had this lust for travel, I think, from a very young age, because my parents used to travel a lot, etc. But talking about my career, it spans through Oberoi Hotels, where I'm sitting. I've sold this hotel so many times over those days when it was Oberoi Hotel. Now, of course, it's
just the Lalit.
It's group, yes. Mm. And it's a stunning property. So Oberoi Hotels, and then I went to Chennai, with Oberoi Hotel to set up the first Trident. And I left Oberoi's to actually start my own business, which is basically corporate gifts, and in leather, because I was in the land of leather. And I moved to Delhi, and I was still doing corporate gifts. So I had my business. I opened a store in Calcutta called Kalyani, of course, and it had this eclectic of all things from the south. I've been very
Lovely.
interested in interiors, so as to pick up all these, things from all over Kerala, where I should travel to, and curated this beautiful store in Calcutta, the first really
Yeah,
lifestyle
back
store.
then it wasn't really a concept to
No, it
curate,
was.
you know.
So it was the first of its kind. So I had jewelry. I had, all these things from down south. I started paintings, Mysore paintings, glass paintings, Tanjore paintings. So as to like things that were not available in Calcutta. So as to travel all over the south, excuse. So it was this little boutique part of my house. So that, and then after I came to Delhi, I was actually working with Indian Express. I ran four magazines. That was also in
Did you
Chennai.
say four magazines? Oh, wow.
Anyway, so then I started exporting. I'm just trying to cut everything short. I started exporting fashion accessories, and
Nice.
I was making bags and scarves and fashion accessories basically, and I was supplying to Zara and Mango, but I started off with a lot of really good brands as well, etc. And that kind of overlapped with my job at Dior. 4 years, my export and Dior kind of overlapped. And I did Dior for almost 12 years, and then I
Amazing.
launched a commerce brand of fashion after that. And
Wow.
see that I've got raison silverware. Phew,
Raison.
that's it.
That's quite a journey, Kalyani. And I must say, it's just like it shows that you've taken every opportunity that has come your way in your stride, and you've only grown from there. And there's a lesson to be learned there. And you're not somebody who's afraid of taking risks.
No,
You
I've taken too many risks, and I have made many mistakes, and those mistakes have definitely been my biggest lessons. So, I mean, I'm thankful for the lessons out of failure.
Which is amazing. Amazing. So inspirational. So let's start at the beginning. Let's call it the first chapter of your travel stories. So, what is your earliest travel memory, Kalyani?
My parents never took us abroad. They used to travel all the time. Every plane that flew over my home, I used to say, I want to be the queen of Sweetland. I couldn't pronounce Switzerland,
That's so
because my
cute.
father used to, travel, and it was very funny. But they never, I traveled out of India abroad when I was 17 years old. My parents took us every holiday. During summer, during winter, during puja, the puja holidays, Durga Puja holidays that we had, the length and breadth of India. And I remember
Amazing.
asking my father when I was 13, 14, because I had my best friends used to travel all the time, And she said, "We want to go to London. Why don't you take me? Why don't you take us when you travel?" My father said, "Darling, what I'm doing with you, you probably won't do yourself. And let me show you your country first." And it's so true. Tahira, my daughter, saw Disneyland before she saw the Taj Mahal. So,
That's how it is now. It's crazy.
exactly. So I've seen the length and breadth of India. And there are memories that I have since I was a kid. I mean, I'll give you one example of going to Kanyakumari, and my father was this great photographer, and I was he used to make us pose, and then he used to have a dark room where he used to actually we used to see the print coming out, the photograph. I'm like, "Where am I, Dad?" He's saying, "No, this is look at the architecture from Madurai temple, and there we are, this tiny." But yeah, we've seen I mean, I have memories of sitting in Kanyakumari at 4:30 in the morning to see the sunrise. We had to get up and go. That's what we were there for. The distinct seas, the three distinct seas that you could make out. I don't know what state it is in now, whether you can because of the pollution, but you can, the Bay of Bengal,
together, when they merge together.
See, I mean, these are things that you don't forget, you know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I mean, like, I can go on and on and on about just travels within the country with my parents and my family and the experiences we had. And it's,
I think those are the most formative experiences, yes. You know, childhood experiences, and yes. You'll never forget them. And somehow all other experiences are kind of, you know, we are the sum total of our experiences. It just kind of builds on it. It all builds on it. And that's, and I'm so glad you got to do that as a child. And most of us did. But like our children, not so much. So hopefully now everybody's going to get a chance to explore more of India. So what is the first place, Kalyani, that you fell in love with that leaves you with some sort of a bittersweet, nostalgic feeling in all your travels?
You know, well, there are two parts of that. So Paris, that was my first trip that I went abroad, Paris, and I was walking down the Seine with my father, I mean, literally holding onto his arm, and there was a river on one side, and, you know, it's just such a beautiful avenue to walk on. And I was, and I told my father, I said, I want to die over here. And he's like, you're like 6 and a half. What are you talking about? And I'm like, no, not now. But whenever I do, I want to die. So I keep telling Tyra, I said, Tyra, when I die, my ashes, half in the Seine and half in the Hudson River. She said, Mom, that's a really expensive funeral. I'm like, do it. So yeah. So, but the place I really fell in love with, I find heady, is Benares.
Wow.
Because the first time I went to Benares, it's a long story and we don't have so much time. But, you know, Benares for me is, you know, sitting on that boat, watching the most well-choreographed show in the whole world. I mean, what is that? And that, you know, it's heady. The whole thing is so heady. And then that diya, which you know, kind of float with your prayers of hope, which dodge every oar, you know, miraculously until it disappears, you're watching it. And then you go down that river and you see these fires burning, you know, of dead bodies.
It's
and
surreal.
It's all about life and death and hope. And it's just magical. You know, I love it.
Yeah, it is another, it's a surreal experience. And especially if you got a chance to go there or during Dev Deepavali, which is you did, right? Oh my God, incredible. What an actually, that's the only time I've been to Benares, only during Dev Deepavali. So I don't know how it is on other times of the year, but it was absolutely stunning.
That's one of the best times to go because, at night, this whole boat trip that I'm talking about, you just
see
the diyas lit on the steps of that entire ghat and then pyres burning in between. It's insane. You know, you're on some other kind of headspace.
It's kind of like death is just part of life. And as you sail along, that's what you see. There's celebration and there's death and it's all kind of coming together and that's life. It's absolutely surreal. So what is the one hidden gem, Kalyani, that you found in your travels that you almost want to keep it to yourself? Something maybe that's not even like Googleable or, you know, it's not even mentioned on Google, perhaps.
Oh my
or maybe
God.
Now you can't see it's not on Google.
You follow me on Instagram. Do you think anything is hidden in my life?
Oh my God. That's true. Oh. But if there is something that you have hidden, please, now's the time to spill the beans.
No, I mean, hidden. Well, you know, I recently went to this place in Rajasthan called Mihirgarh. And again, you know, the fiefdom of Rohit, you know, this little kingdom. And this is the beauty of our country. You may not recognize royalty, but they are the ones actually upholding today tourism in their own way, in whatever capacity that they can.
Absolutely.
And I went to this marvelous little boutique hotel, which I was invited to, and Tahira and I had the most magical time there. So, you know, Mihirgarh, I mean, it's just this place I'd never even heard
it's
of.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And yes, I think Chikhan Ed, which has become very popular now, thanks to Instagram, mm-hmm. My dear friend and our dear friend Karan Singh's great hospitality. So you know, Bikaner has become this destination as well, because I think, and it is one of Rajasthan's hidden gems. You know how everyone who comes from, who travels, foreigners who come in, they normally do the triangle, right? The golden triangle. That's Agra, Jaipur, Delhi, or, they'll go to Udaipur or whatever, but no one goes into like a Jaisalmer. These are destinations again, which have become popular because of the hotels that, the Suryagarh, for example, there's nothing
Absolutely.
Else there. Now, of course,
Absolutely.
It was that one pool, which is so amazing, but
Yeah. No, I rightly said there are all these destinations are becoming popular, A, because of social media. Everybody knows what's where now, and of course the flight connectivity, and there's so much else in Rajasthan, it's insane. So I'm going to send you a list of a few more properties in Rajasthan which are like worth
Please
checking
do.
out.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing hotels. So what is that one destination, Kalyani, that's had the most profound impact on your life, or somewhere where you felt like you learned the most, or something that you've kind of imbibed and taken on in your life journey?
Learned, I would imagine, I would like to definitely talk about Paris then, because I told you the first time I went to Paris, I told my dad I want to die there, not knowing, it was my first trip out of the country. I was 17 years old, and I didn't even know whether I was ever going to come back. And then when I was exporting, one of the first places I exported to was Paris, to some Parisian companies there, and I had a really good agent there who was from Paris as well. I'm freezing, by the way, so it's really cold. Okay. And then I got, of course, my fashion accessory, my export, so I went to Paris very, very often. And then imagine Dior. It was incredible. I'm like, I can't believe I'm here 5 times a year, and each time was a different experience. I swear, I may have stayed in the same hotel. I could have stayed in the same room most of the time because they were kind enough. But every time, it's a different experience. Mm-hmm. And of course, with Dior, I was so fortunate. You just have the best of the best of the best and experience the best of the best of the best.
This was the time, pre-travel influencer, Kalyani. So nobody knows about, what you did at the Paris Fashion Week, say. I mean, now we see it all live and it's happening. So tell us about the first fashion show that you attended for Dior in Paris.
Oh my God, I was so stressed because my first fashion show, and I had this boss, Regis, who actually employed me, and he was now, of course, later I got to know he was just teasing me. He's saying, this is your first trip and India's just coming to the map, etc. So if you we used to have guests, right, who we used to invite, like journalists, editors, etc. saying, if you don't hold on to your seats, they're all going to go. So I mean, he made me do crazy stuff, like just sitting and guarding the seats, and like no one, I mean, there were names there, but he's saying, no, you don't understand, somebody else will just come and take the seat. So he just made me go crazy in that shoot, and then I had to go backstage. But I was, I didn't have time. I was actually, there was Pat McGrath, who's a biggest, such a big fan of hers, doing this makeup. And she's like such a jovial, sweet woman, And there was John Galliano. I got that job. I agreed to the job rather because of John. I mean, that's another story some other time. But John Galliano, I met him every single time because of the nature of my job.
Sure.
It was just incredible, just being with all these people around. But everyone used to think I should just wear Dior frocks and prance around partying in Paris. I wish. It was a lot of hard work. And in heels, on those cobbled streets. It wasn't easy. You cannot wear sneakers. Now it's become a trend. It wasn't a trend then at all. So, my feet weren't even part of my body by the time I came back. But It was the most incredible journey, and I'm so fortunate to have had that. And every cruise of Dior, what that was the only show that was outside Paris. All the shows were in Paris, okay? So only cruise. So you traveled with Dior, whether it was the south of France to New York to Tokyo. Oh my God,
Wow.
to all these beautiful
Sure.
destinations, and with just and you know. The whole experience was just incredible. I mean,
That's amazing.
no one does events like Dior does. I was so fortunate to be part of that whole system, you know.
Amazing. It just sounds amazing. And like you rightly said, everybody knows about the glamorous side of the business, but it's a lot of hard work.
It's a lot of hard work. The show itself, and you know, just the prepping before that, the briefs, and I mean, I don't want to now get into a job description, but there's so much work to be done. And then, of course, the show, which was just, you know, it would give me goosebumps every time. Like, gosh, I'm actually part of this.
Amazing. So Kalyani, I have a few rapid fire type questions for you. So what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say the word travel?
Adventure.
Okay, and top of your head, how many countries have you been to?
Not enough.
Not enough. Mountains or beaches?
I'm a bit of a beach bum, I'll have to be honest.
Okay. Adventure or culture?
Well, a cultural adventure, I would say.
A cultural adventure, I like that. Skydiving or scuba diving?
I have to get over my fears, so I've done scuba diving. I have to do that skydiving. It's on my bucket list.
All right. London or Manhattan?
Manhattan, any day.
Jaipur or Marrakesh?
Ooh.
That's a hard one.
That's a really hard one. That's really hard. Don't do this to me, but Jaipur, yeah.
So, what's the worst thing that you've eaten on your travels? The worst thing that you're just like, oh my God. Nothing exotic?
No, I think when
Okay.
I was in Japan, I did have some things which I didn't ask about. Maybe when I was in China too, in Beijing. A Chinese friend of mine, very dear friend, took me out, and she's like, "Try this, try this, try this." I'm like, "Okay," but I knew not to ask questions, so I didn't.
All right. Okay, fair enough. So just to be sure, I mean not I mean I was like at least ask what it was so you know what not to order the next
No, I didn't ask. Better not
All
to ask.
right. So, Kalyani, this brings us to the final chapter of your travel stories. You've been to so many beautiful places all over the world. What is that one place or experience which is on top of your bucket list, or what is left for you to discover? What's the next thing on your bucket list when you can travel like freely anywhere?
Oof, I mean, there's so many places to go to, Tarana. I mean, so many places. I want to go to South America. I want to go to East Europe. I want to go back to Japan because I only went to Tokyo. I want to discover, you know, other parts. I want to go back to Australia. My trip into Sydney, all the way from India, was for 3 nights. Can you
Oh
believe it?
wow.
I had to weigh myself. Okay, I'm coming. It's crazy. So I want to go back to Australia. I mean, I just want to travel, period.
So, I mean, that's what we all want to do. And traveling is such a privilege, right? And now that we can't travel so freely, I mean, we understand what it means to travel. And it
Seriously,
just kind of
take for granted.
forces us, it just forces us to be, present in the moment. It forces us to expand, grow, which is such an amazing feeling, right?
I think it's one of the best experiences anyone can have. You know, travel also teaches us so much about cultures, about people and everything, language. I think it's one of the best experiences anyone can have, honestly. And it doesn't matter where you go, but you know, just travel, go anywhere, and guys, discover your own country. You know, this is so, it just, I'm really enjoying this, really enjoying it. You know, I mean, in summer, you're planning, you know, wherever, whether it's Europe or where. I mean, here, I'm actually planning to come back to Kashmir, you know, in summer, because I think this summer is pretty much not happening. Europe.
Fingers so crossed. Let's see. Yeah, well, we'll see. But yes, and do post some pictures if you go to the tulip gardens tomorrow. I mean, I would love to see them in full bloom.
I did post.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
No, the first time, I don't have a Schengen visa in, I think, the last 20 years. I don't have a visa. So someone said, don't bother, because even if you, firstly, you can't get one. Secondly, even if you have one, you can't go anywhere in Europe except, I
pretty
think,
much.
London, if at all. So, yeah. So I think this year we better travel.
We discover India more.
Alias right behind me, come back to Kashmir, beautiful Kashmir. And
I'm planning to be there hopefully next month. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah,
but
it's
thank you so much.
Not at all. Thank you for having me, Dharana.
Thank you, Kirani. This was amazing.
Thank you.
To hear about your travel stories. You took us all over the world, which has been amazing. It's like armchair travel.
It was, I know. But Dharana, I have to come for one of your, you know, your
retreats, the small group journeys, yes.
You know where? I want to go back, as you didn't talk about it, to Leh Ladakh.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
Oh, incredible. Oh my God.
It is.
I went there years ago. It was J.J. Valaya, his first ever shoot. He just took his camera, did my own hair and makeup, and actually shot there. And I landed up on the cover of Femina magazine. It was really funny because, you know, Femina goes... And like, oh my God, it was incredible. It was completely unplanned. And we went there. JJ's first photographic, adventure began from that trip.
Amazing. Yeah. It is such a surreal destination. And again, it's just like an hour away from Delhi. So easily accessible.
Exactly. But the next time you have one of those retreats, you're going to tell
me. For sure. Definitely.
Coming.
I will let you know.
The people I know, I just want to go. Yeah.
Amazing. So. Sounds great, Kalyani. And have a wonderful weekend in Srinagar. And thank you for your time. It's been so lovely chatting with you.
Thank you, Taruna. See you
soon. I hope
to
see you real soon in real life.
Yeah.
I know. Bye.
Kiss from Srinagar.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. That was Kalyani. It was nice to kind of see the beautiful backdrop of Srinagar as she spoke. Keep safe, everybody. And I hope we can travel again sooner than later. Stay safe. And that's, of course, the most important thing right now. And I hope you're all safe and your family members are too. And I shall see you again next Friday on the next episode on Detour. And we'll continue for a bit on our travel stories. And then we'll also, of course, bring different experiences from around the world to showcase on this talk that we have on every Friday. All right. See you guys soon. Bye. Sorry, I'm just reading some messages. All right. Yes, I shall post that list of hotels in Rajasthan. I'll do that on my stories. Great. Thank you, guys. See you soon. Bye.